It's lunch hour on 125th Street, and Buddy Barrett, an older African-American man sporting a stylish mix of African jewelry and American clothes, is waiting for a bus, so he's got some time to talk to a reporter about Ferguson's legacy and racism.
There have been some appeasing to sort of ease down the racial friction, but it is my belief you can't change what's in a man's heart. I know we can't continue on the course that we're on. Something has to happen. First of all, people are not ignorant anymore. We're mad as hell. We ain't gonna take this crap no more.
Danell is also mad as hell. She says cops continue to treat black lives as less precious than their own.
It ain't gonna get no better. As long as the police department feel that, you know, if you're not a cop, your life don't mean. And I would never make my feel that my life is lesser than theirs because they wear a badge. Like when one of them die, they want the whole world to stop and moan. No, I'm not doing that. If you're not doing that for a regular citizen, why should we do it for y'all? No, you can't sugarcoat it. This is reality.
One criticism of current police practice is that the police that patrol the local streets are psychologically far too removed from the communities they serve. Indeed, many New York City police officers live outside the city itself. Danell says this fortress mentality contrasts with police practices in place during her girlhood in the 1960s.
I remember back in the days, we knew who our neighborhood cop was. We had a problem, we went to him. He knew us, he knew the neighbors, he knew our name. These cops is not trying to get familiar. And what they need to start doing, like they said they was going to do, any cop that work wherever they work at, they need to live there. Let them live around where they work at. I bet you'll change then.
Hamid and Kenji have been married for 27 years. The VOA caught up with them outside a busy supermarket where they were hoping for some bargains.
A year later, so what's your opinion? I mean, is it better or worse? What's your comment?
I believe, you know, people have to change in order for situations to change. I mean, you can put all different things in place. You know, you can chastise the police. You know, you can put services in the community. You know, you can talk about it, have all the community meetings you want. However, if people don't change the way they think, then the problem's still going to exist.
And how do they think, in your view?
Bias, unjust, unfair, you know, one-sided. But situations like Ferguson, it goes both ways. You know, you have to speak with the youth about respect. Parents have to do their job and be parents. And at the same time, police have to understand that they're not just in the community to enforce the law, but to communicate, you know, to bridge the gap. Teamwork, stakeholders, you know, together we stand, you know. So you're in the community to help the community, to educate, to guide, to lead, as well as to enforce when you have to. You know, you try to work together to see how you can help each other. Then you may make change. But if it stays where it's a separate, the police, I'm here to enforce, the community, I don't care nothing about you, then it's going to quiet down until the next incident uproar.
Well, I agree with my husband. It's basically on how people think, and it begins at home. Everything starts at home with the respect, with the loyalty, with the dignity. You can't buy the dignity of a man. That's got to be taught at home. And if you don't teach them at home, they're going to bring chaos in the street.
Yeah, but a lot of these young people would say, well, you're blaming the victim here. I mean, I'm just minding my own business, sitting on the steps with my friends.
Well, there are situations where negativity came towards them. But those who are out here breaking the law have to start standing up and acknowledging their wrongdoing and stop the name blame. Yes, we were suppressed, and at times we still are suppressed, but people got to learn to start taking responsibility of what their downfalls and their negativity that they contribute to the situation.
Raymond Williams agrees, but with this twist. He says that in a fundamental sense, police and community members, white and black, are connected. That's the bad news and the good news.
And the only way we're going to survive this is if we come together as a people, as Americans. I don't care about religion or race. We are human beings. And we got to come together as human beings in order to change the situation. We can't just say, oh, that's a black problem, that's a white problem. It's a human problem.
A sampling of opinions in Harlem about race relations 1 year after Ferguson. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.